Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
DWA 517, do you want to report a UFO?
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
There are 71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was anybody at above us to pass us like 30 seconds ago?
There are 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. A UFO.
Yeah. It's emergency 1095. Yeah, something just passed over. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy? Do we just call about the UFOs we saw?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. Same yeah. Airplanes.
County dispatch.
Okay.
Bob, I swear to God, four calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
Four calls.
Four calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com. Even though this podcast is free to listen to for anyone in the world, and always will be, it's not free for me to create, unfortunately. So, if you enjoy the show and would like to help support its future, please consider becoming a patron at www.patreon.com/UFO Chronicles podcast, or you can click the link below in the description. Welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks for being here. Today's guests are Kate and her brother Leo, and they are going to be sharing their paranormal experiences from their childhood of the Hat Man, a harbinger of doom or a harmless spirit. Up next.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Now, you're brother and sister.
Correct.
And you grew up in the 1980s in a haunted 100-year-old house and had several paranormal experiences and especially a shared encounter with a hat man.
We did.
Yeah, when we were younger.
Yeah.
Would you like to start, Leo, and walk the listeners into exactly what happened?
Sure. Generalized reference. So this would have been probably, I don't know if it had been like early 80s. So I'd probably say when I was about six. So generalized reference was, the middle of the night. And the house layout was, my room was at the very end of this older house. My sister has a little bit more of the information on the house as far as like time it was built and everything like that. But it was definitely an older house. And so my room exited into a hallway that led to the living room. And then off of that hallway before it got to the living room was my sister's room on the left. Which was actually a little bit, the door was a little bit further down, about midway through the hallway. And then on the right-hand side, directly out of my room, was a bathroom. And then right after that was a laundry room that was like the old entry for the house, stone, made out of stone and everything. It was like a kind of stone masonry, pretty old. And then that was basically the hallway that led into the living room. And so, middle of the night, is pretty, can't say how late it was or, you know, what time it was. Generally, it was extremely dark. And so I got up middle of the night to use the restroom and, exited my bedroom, went into the bathroom, turned on a light, you know, went to the bathroom, came out of the bathroom, turned off the light. And I remember as I came out of the bathroom and I turned off the light, I just felt something weird, like something odd that didn't feel quite right. And something had shifted in my eyesight off out to the right hand side, and my bedroom was to the left. And so it kind of caught my peripheral. And so I was like, okay. And so just looked down the hallway, and oddly enough, down the hallway there, you know, it was very dark, but definitely in the hallway, there was an outline of someone standing there. Basically couldn't really make out any, you know, definition, other than just basically, just this dark figure that was standing in the hallway, past where the laundry room was, basically in the doorway between the hallway and, going out into the living room, and, could make out, basically arms to the side, and it was leaning slightly to the right, had a hat. It was kind of, I don't know, I kind of expressed it. I don't know what most people call it or what the generality would be, because I didn't really understand what the hat man was or whatever. But it looked kind of like an old, what I'd consider like kind of like a Western hat, but more of a flat top. And like I said, it was just a dark outline more than anything. And all I could see of the face was just like glowing eyes. And that was pretty much it. And didn't really see any face there, just darkness and glowing eyes. And so I kind of freaked out. Now, I definitely wasn't going, I didn't know what to do, honestly, because I didn't want to go down the hallway, but I didn't want to go back to my room. And so I kind of hesitated for a quarter second or whatever the time period was. And then I was like, screw it, I'm going to go to my sister's room. And so I went at it and then went into my sister's room. And I remember running in there kind of, not sprinting, but just ran up to her bed and was like, hey, there's somebody in the hallway, you know, shaking her. And she's kind of jiggled up, you know, kind of like didn't really wake up initially. And I was, hey, wake up. There's somebody in the hallway. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, there's something or someone in the hallway, you know, and I didn't know, you know, as a kid, I didn't know what to do or anything. And so she's like, oh, okay, whatever. She's like, kind of stay here. And so I just kind of was sitting on the bed because I jumped up on her bed, and she went out in the hallway, and then she came running back in, and we both jumped, you know, she jumped in the bed and we're just laying there. Yeah. I'm like, oh crap. And I'm just sitting there, and you know, you can kind of make out the frame of the door frame going out into the hallway. And, you know, I don't remember what I said to her or anything like that. And I was like, did you see it? And I think that's what I said. But I remember then I kind of pointed and there's like this little boot, not the whole entire thing, but just the front edge of a boot kind of came out from behind the doorway. It was just the front edge of it. And that's all you saw. And I was like, you see that, right? Kind of pointing at it. Yeah, it's coming inside. I'm like, good. And so we both just sat there and just stared, I don't know for how long. It was just until we passed out, I guess. And woke up the next morning and laying in bed. And I'm like, do you remember that last night? And she's like, yeah, there was a guy in the hallway. We're both like, what the heck was that?
Yeah, that was something, wasn't it, Leo? Yeah, he came into my room. He was so scared. It's pitch black at night. And just a little house history. This house, when we were kids, was, I don't know, it was built in the late 1800s. And they had remodeled it a couple times. And to kind of give you an idea of what this house was like, the original house was just basically stone on a stone foundation. And the houses were built on, the rooms in the house were built on a little bit at a time over the years. So at one point in time, when my parents had remodeled part of the house, which was part of the living room, they actually found a hole in the wall, and the hole was being covered by a 1920s license plate. And the walls were just completely stuffed with really, really old newspapers, shredded papers, old things. And so my brother and I would periodically find just things from the past in this house. So the house really had a history to it. And I remember that night when he woke me up. We had already been through a lot as kids. There were so many creepy things about that house. It was just, that house definitely had some freaky history. And so he woke me up. It was so dark. And I'm just like, what? And he's like, there's someone in the hall. And I was thinking, okay, this is my little brother. I have to protect him. I told him to stay in the room. And I went out in the hall. I turned to the left to where he said this person was. And I look, and there's an archway in our hallway. And to the right is the archway that my brother was describing. And both of them are made of rock. The one on the right is the entryway to the house. And the other one is a rock entryway that is down at the end of the hallway that goes to the living room. And I see this shadow just kind of leaning over. And when I looked at it, there was this blue light that was coming in through the, from the right. It was like bright, like almost a phthalo blue. It was a really brilliant blue light coming in from the right. And when I looked at this thing, and I guess it knew I was looking at it, it all of a sudden it was like, it was solid, like a person standing there. And it was tall, and I mean really tall. It filled the hallway, it filled the archway. It had, like my brother was describing, it had this flat top, wide brim kind of fedora style hat, and it had on a black trench coat. And I say it because it looked like a person, but you know, its eyes ended up turning red a little bit later on, which really isn't right, that's not human. So this thing is standing in the hallway, and it's just in a dark, dark trench coat. Its arms are at its side. I can't see the hands. I see the legs, and it's all just, I start to get really confused and dizzy, and I just kind of lean up against the hallway looking at this thing. It kind of engulfed me, and there was this feeling that was coming from it that was just the deepest sadness that you could possibly imagine. It was just, it's like it was trying to tell me something. And I'm pretty sure that thing spoke to me. I just can't remember what the thing said. And it's just this shadow staring at me, and it's saying something. And I can't remember for the life of me what it was. And then his eyes started to glow like charcoal glowing red kind of. And then it's just like, go to bed, you know? And I'm just, you know, I'm not that much older than my brother. And so I'm just backing away from it. And I wasn't terrified of it because of some of the other things I'd seen in the house, but I really respected this thing. And I, you know, it was not a good thing. And so I kind of backed away from it. And as soon as I could, I just turned the corner and went into the room as fast as I could to my brother. And what he's describing is when he would come into my room at night when he was terrified, we would lay feet to head, head to feet, and just so we were in the same space so we could kind of, you know, as children, you know, have that comfortable feeling that someone in the family is close by. And we were both just kind of sitting up, looking at the door, you know, just looking like, is it going to come for us? And like my brother described, this boot just kind of slid into view. And after that, I don't remember anything that night. I mean, it was just blackness, just gone. So it was pretty, I don't think I was scared at the time, but thinking back on it now, as you can tell by my voice, I was probably pretty scared. But yeah, that was something. And then to wake up the next morning and think that it was some kind of a dream, this person, this solid thing standing, this shadow being in the hallway, and wake up and hear my little brother say, yeah, I saw that thing too. You know, it was unreal. It's so hard to describe. And then, I don't know, life passed. We got older. We both grew up. We had completely separate lives. My brother went on to be an electrical engineer, and I became a computer programmer. And so we both just led life as normal. And then, I don't know, 3 years ago or so, the thing came back. And the funny thing about that thing is that shortly after it had visited us when we were kids, our relatives started to die. And that was kind of tough. I didn't equate the two. I didn't think it was linked. But then when it came back, I just woke up in the middle of the night and there's this blue light coming through my window and I see it in the doorway. Just this person thing, I don't know. And when I woke up the second time, I knew. I was like, okay, who's going to die? And it turned out it was my auntie. She was my favorite aunt. She had cancer. I don't know, was it within a year? She was gone. And I don't know, it after so many years, I thought I'd never see that thing again, you know? And it really scared me the second time. And then I remember texting Leo and I said, Leo, I saw that hat man thing again, you know? And I think we both kind of knew. So, okay, who is it going to be? I've been trying to figure out what it is. After that, I wanted to know what it was. So I started searching the internet, you know, what is this thing in a hat? And I was shocked that other people have seen this thing. Other people have experienced this. And it's terrifying. It's like, what is this thing? It's not a demon. I mean, the only feeling that I ever got from the thing was just sadness, just deep, deep sadness. And I don't think it's evil, but I don't know if it's like a spirit or what. And man, be darned if a couple days before I contacted you, Nick, the thing came back a few days right before that. And so I really want to know what it is. It's the point where I said, okay, it is time for us to start reaching out to more people. And I contacted my brother and I said, hey, we got to tell our story, Leo. We have got to tell people and we've got to find out what this thing is because somebody knows. And right now I'm afraid. I'm wondering who's next, who in my family that I love is going to die. Who is this thing warning me about? And I don't know. Have you seen it since then, Leo?
No, I mean, I don't know. I just always got the general feeling of more like emptiness from it. I was kind of scared like to see it because I don't think it was definitely not. It's more like just kind of a general feeling of like it's not there. I don't know, just empty, like, you know, void. So always kind of scared of that. that feeling. You know, you're kind of, the way I look at it is like the, you know, it's more like a fear of seeing it, but not really knowing why, I guess, is the best way to describe that. Because I can't really sit there and say that, like, it, you know, after that experience as a kid, I was just like, okay, well, I don't, you know, obviously I'm still here, so it can't be.
Yeah, it can't be evil or something that terrible. And I was really surprised when it came back. And you know what, Leo, the third time it came back, it was during the day. I was folding laundry and I just look over and there's this dude in black with the flat top fedora standing there in the doorway. And that was just like, wow. I mean, I never thought I'd see this thing again, right? I live a normal life. I'm a normal person. What is this? You know, I have a good job. And this stuff is, this is loony bin stuff. You know, why is this thing coming back? Why bother to warn us about something so scary? So I don't know. I can't figure it out. So hopefully someone out there knows what this thing is. Hopefully someone can help us so we can learn what this is and get rid of it, learn from it, whatever it is that we're supposed to understand, know, or do. We just, I'd like to be done with the thing. I'd prefer it never come back again, ever. So.
Well, I mean, if it's some type of like projection, or, you know, like if you look at it as being like some type of projection of your, I don't know if you call it auras or whatever people want to say, I mean, you know, energy or whatever that it would be, then that would be something. I mean, but here again, I mean, I guess as I've grown older and stuff like that, I've been more apt to realize that death in general is just part of life. I mean, that's just the way, there is no answer to that one. I mean, it's just something that we all have to, you know, that's just something that we're all going to have to deal with. I guess I fear it less and I accept it more, I guess is the best way to put it. I'm understanding it more. But definitely I feel for you because, I mean, I know I fear seeing it. So that's definitely not something that I wish upon anybody. I mean, it's like, oh, shit, that thing is not good. So,
but, you know, that's our story. That's what happened.
That's amazing. You know, the Hat Man has been spotted all over the world. And according to others who've shared their stories, he's been around for a long time, so it's not a new thing people are seeing. I don't think it's connected to the house.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. To our listeners, if anyone out there has had an experience with the Hat Man, get in contact by emailing me at ufochronicles@gmail.com and maybe we can get some answers.
That would be great.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But just as Leo said, death is a natural process. And unfortunately, the older you get, the more you experience it with friends and loved ones.
Very true.
I appreciate both of you coming on today and sharing your experiences.
We really appreciate you taking the time, Nick, to talk to us tonight.
Oh, it's quite all right.
I certainly didn't think I'd cry about it. It's so silly. Full grown adult. I shouldn't be crying over this.
It's just the way it is. People do have strange encounters, especially as this is a shared experience between yourself and Leo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that part was what makes it like for me more real. Because if it was just, you know, something I saw, then I'd be like, oh, well, you know, shit. You know, I guess I saw something weird. But I think it was more along the lines of, for me, when I woke up, I remember as a kid, I was like, was that real? You know, it's kind of like, what the hell? I'm sitting there thinking about it. And I look at my sister and I'm like, did you see the foot at the doorway? And she's like, yeah, was there. You know, we both saw the same thing. I'm like, you know, and I didn't really even say what I remember. This is like the exact part that really clicked for me, that it wasn't like something that, you know, I just kind of was like tripping off of or something weird. Is because I said, did you see that? And she goes, yeah, there was like a foot at the doorway. And I was like, I didn't say, you know, there was a foot at the doorway. But I said, did you see that? And she was the one who said, yeah, there was a foot at the doorway. Not like someone was in the doorway or anything. It was the exact boot. And I was like, we saw the exact same thing. And that's, for me, is what made it like click. And I'm like, oh, okay, that was real.
Yeah.
You know, that drove it all the way home. I'm like, okay, that was not like something that I just, you know, saw in my own mind or something weird like that. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, for those people that do see it or whatever, I mean, it'd be nice to know if there was some commonality there, I guess, and kind of get a better understanding of, like, I guess, some type of meaning from it. That'd be nice to know, so there's not so much fear, I guess, based behind it. I think it could be just a natural process. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you just don't want to see that. So that's all I really got.
And it's not unique to America. There's been reports all over the world, and I'm sure people are seeing it in countries that are culturally different.
Wow. Culturally different. How do you know what they see that's similar?
No, but it would be interesting on finding out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would be.
What I mean,
I definitely don't think it's like a random spirit, you know, like there's something that, I mean, part of me says that, you know, that people, you know, maybe if we're energy or whatever the deal would be and we die, you know, part of me says, as I learn more about different things, if we are energy, then there's a possibility that, you know, can be reflected or, you know, I don't know. Some people say there's all sorts of weird things that come from that. So, I mean, maybe that's why people see ghosts or different things. I don't really know, but this was definitely, it didn't feel like a random person that was there. It was just, it was a little more like just void. Just not there, I guess, is the best way to put it.
It could be something like a tulpa.
What's that?
A tulpa is something like a being that is created with the mind, like a thought form, a manifestation created through spiritual or mental powers. Possibly something like the Slender Man, the creepypasta story.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Kind of like how people sort of, they created the I heard about the Slenderman thing, how they just created what they thought would be the creepiest, most scary thing that they could possibly think of. And then people started seeing it. So almost like people are manifesting it.
Possibly.
Oh, I mean, when we were kids, here's the interesting thing, though. When we were kids, we never heard about anything like that. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have, you know, I don't recall. I mean, I'm racking my brain trying to remember if before then I had heard of anything like that. And we just know there was nothing.
I have never heard of that before either.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little more.
I didn't even know it was a thing until I looked it up after, you know, before my auntie died. I didn't even know it was a thing. I was just like contacting my brother. I'm like, this thing showed up again, and I'm like, now I have to know what this is. You know, then we do have the internet, and I'm looking it up. I have to know.
Yeah.
So that's when I found Batman is a thing.
Yeah, you kind of clued me in on it, but I kind of looked it up a little bit. But honestly, like, I remember growing up, being even in, you know, over time and stuff like that, I was more scared of void spaces and like really dark, you know, that kind of stuff. I was like, I don't feel real comfortable with that, you know. And it was not something like that I knew anything about, you know. And not growing up like not with a lot of like religious history, you know, and that kind of thing. It's just kind of weird because I didn't really have a lot of experience. Like my sister was saying, we didn't really have computers or anything until we like moved down and to like you know, probably like mid-teens and stuff like that. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of odd. You know, I didn't really think of a thing of it, honestly, other than the fact that I was like, yeah, this is not something that I want to see again. I always felt like it was, as I was growing up and stuff like that, it was more like a feeling like that's going to be something that when I see it again, it's going to be like kind of more of like a collector. You know, it's like it's not there to like hurt you, but it's there definitely as a collector. I don't know how to explain that.
Collector. Like a soul collector, a tax collector. I don't understand.
When I say like collector, like for me, I always think of it like I was always, you know, thinking that it was like it's there to take something. So, you know, if that's telling you that, you know, if you saw it and, you know, someone's dying and stuff like that, then it's, you know, maybe that's part of that. That was always the fear of it, you know, that you saw it, that'd be like, yeah, that'd be like a thing. So I don't know. It's just, it's weird. I'm hoping other people understand that.
I mean, the first time it was Grandpa Mac.
Yeah. I don't remember. See, that thing was, I was too young. So I don't remember if I was.
We saw four funerals before we ever saw a wedding when we were kids. And then, you know, no deaths in the family for a long, long time. And then I forgot when I wrote my note to Nick that with Aunt Dixie dying, Cousin Sherry died too. She had a stroke. And like, now it's like, I'm like, okay.
Well, Clyde died not too long after that too.
Uncle Clyde is dead?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I'm not sure when Johnny died too. Mom's brother.
Yeah.
Was that before or after? I don't know. I don't know the sequencing of time and stuff like that.
I don't know. I don't know with Uncle Johnny. We didn't. I mean, our family is so spread out and we just don't talk very much very often. So I really appreciate you talking with Nick and me because I hadn't spoke to you in so long. I didn't even know. I mean, I didn't even know what it was that you experienced, Leo. I was just like, now I'm curious. And now I know. So yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate you sharing. I know it's a weird thing to share.
Well, you both came to the right place. Do you think there are any time similarities between the encounter of the Hat Man and any deaths in the family time-wise?
I mean, like within a year of seeing him is when my aunt died. Yeah. Well, when did you find
out, like she was going to have, like, when did you find out she had cancer though?
Oh man. It was like a couple months, maybe. It wasn't that long. With Grandpa Mac when we were kids, it was just like really shortly after.
Yeah. See, that was the weird part. I don't remember time-wise. I don't remember when we were kids. Cause I don't remember going to Grandpa Mac's funeral. That was the thing. I don't think I went to that. Yeah. I think I was too young. So I don't remember that time frame.
You know, if there had been a matter of 2-3 days, maybe there is a connection. But as you have quite a gap in duration, could just be a coincidence. And a death could just be the natural process of things.
That's very true. Although I guess I'll find out in the next, 11 months or so. You know what I mean?
From what it sounds like, I don't think it's connected.
And you're right. I mean, also, if you think if it were closer to the time, you know, I saw the thing, someone died the next day, you know, within a week, something like that, it would feel a lot more closely correlated.
I wouldn't stress yourself out thinking, well, I've seen him now, something's going to happen.
I hope not.
I wouldn't think that way.
There were a lot of years between with no family deaths. And it's just strange that this thing shows up, you know. And then usually there's a cluster of deaths. Like when we were a kid, it was, you know, 4 people in the family. And then, you know, like, I guess now that's what Uncle Clyde, Uncle Johnny, you know,
Aunt Dixie. My
cousin and Aunt Dixie. Yeah. So that's 4 more.
I'm not sure.
It's easy to correlate scary things, but you're right. It might not be correlated at all. It might just be a thing that happens.
but it would be interesting on finding out what he wants, and especially as you both experienced it. So there is some kind of meaning there. Or could just have latched onto you somehow.
Yeah. I wonder why we both experienced it when we were kids. I mean, I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out.
You were both close as children.
Yeah, we've always been close.
There you go. Could just be that.
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of time and distance between us. And sometimes we don't talk for years and years and years. But my little brother and me have always been pretty close, you know. Because that house when we were kids was scary enough. I mean, it pretty much drew us together when we were kids. But, yeah.
The house was definitely weird. It had like a little, had its own.
Wasn't
little
it though? I mean, there was not one family member in that house that didn't tumble down the stairs from the second floor to the first floor. I mean, everybody took a tumble down those stairs. And
bad stairs.
Shadows, creepy things. Things that got broken that my brother and I were constantly being blamed for. Yeah, it was a creepy old house. We were so happy when we moved away from there. You know, I guess not everybody grows up in a creepy old haunted house, but I would definitely say that house was paranormal interesting.
Very dark, creepy, creaky old house.
Yes. And some days it was really strange too, because some days it would get like frigid inside that house. Like you could literally see as you're breathing, you can see your breath, you know, like on a cold winter morning. I mean, this house had really strange things. And it lit on fire and we had to call the fire department. It had just strange things. I mean, you know, how do you tell someone, hey, you know, when you call 911 when you're a kid, when the water heater lights on fire and you, it's not like you're going to say to your parents or to the people on the phone, hey, I saw this red orb floating through the kitchen and it kind of landed on the water heater. And then suddenly the thing caught fire, you know, just, it was really odd. Little weird things like that. It wasn't something that we saw constantly, but I don't know, we were there 4 years or so. And it happened fairly frequently, you know.
Was the Hat Man the only figure you saw there?
Other than like shadows and things like that. For me, yes.
Yeah, I only saw that. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
I was a little, like I said, a little bit younger. I don't remember a lot of bad experiences there. I remember being pretty old. The basement, it was all rock. And the basement was kind of down below where that kind of cut into the bottom part of the house and stuff like that. That was all built up on rock. And it was just really kind of odd. You know, it definitely got really cold, but. Yeah, just, I mean, it was definitely a weird old house. Like in the second floor, there was like this little, like, I don't know, it was like a little door, a little sneak.
Yeah.
Like it was something you could walk into. It was like a little crawl into as a kid. And I was like, hell no, I'm not going in there. Guess my bed.
I went in there and I found an old carving of, it's like a horse's head carving. That kind of had a frame around it. Do you remember that thing?
There was like a whole, yeah, there was some other old crap in there that I remember you pulled out and was like, yeah, no, not going to happen.
I was always the curious one. I had to go sneaking into every corner and looking everywhere. I just had to I don't know. It was interesting.
I really appreciate both you coming on and sharing your Hat Man encounters for us today.
Thank you, Nick. We really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll figure things out.
I don't know. Like I said, man, it's like, trust me, it's not something you want to see. It's just not something you want to go through. I don't think anyone, I wouldn't like to say it's bad, but it's definitely not like, hey, that was awesome or something like that. It's just like, no, I don't want to see that. I don't hope no one else has to go through that. So,
well, that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, give it a quick share and we will be back next Friday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. We'll be right back.
life. Down a dark and lonely road, late at night. And all I see is the late great face of my worst enemy. And that was you.
Son, and now I die.